This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. Marines have taken up position in the heart of Fallujah as the offensive against Iraq's insurgent stronghold enters its third day. So far, 10 American servicemen have been killed in the fighting, along with two members of Iraq's security force. The insurgents continue to battle back, often withdrawing to new positions in the city. American commanders have yet to declare Fallujah under their control. NPR's Philip Reeves joins me now from Baghdad. What is the focus of the U.S. offensive today?
Well, U.S. forces appear to be pushing southwards through the city. There was a lull in fighting overnight, but it's erupted again today and is in some places quite intense. One report suggests the U.S. military controls about 70% of the city and that the insurgents have been bottled up in a strip of land flanking the main highway that runs from east to west through the city. So it would appear that the heart of the city is now the focus. One report says the U.S. military holds the north more or less completely, including the Jolan neighborhood, which was thought to have been a militant stronghold, and that also U.S. soldiers are talking about having killed hundreds of insurgents.
How fierce have the insurgent attacks been? And also, do we know how those 10 U.S. servicemen were killed?
Well, reports from the city suggest that in places the resistance has been sustained and intense. One U.S. tank platoon commander is quoted saying American forces encountered what he called coordinated attacks, and he talked of the insurgency having in-depth organization and launching small arms attacks against his unit all night. He says that they were running through the streets in groups of four and five. But I think the fighting's in pockets, really, rather than being widespread. As for the 10 U.S. servicemen, we don't yet know how they were killed, and nor can we be sure that actually that is the true casualty figure, as the U.S. military has informed the media that it may delay giving out casualty figures because of the risk of useful intelligence falling into the hands of the insurgents.
American officials have said that the Jordanian militant Musab al-Zarqawi has been spearheading the Iraqi insurgency in Fallujah. Has there been any word on his whereabouts?
Well, the commander of U.S.-led forces in Iraq, General Thomas Metz, says that Zarqawi's likely left the area and regrouped with his commanders elsewhere. Throughout this, it should be said that Fallujah residents have been consistently skeptical about whether Zarqawi was ever in the city.
Okay, then onward to the Fallujah offensive, which has generated an increase in insurgent attacks across Iraq. Today, there are reports of a dramatic kidnapping in Baghdad. What can you tell us about that?
Well, a spokesman for Ayadullahi, Iraq's interim prime minister, is saying that three members of his family have been kidnapped. They're a first cousin, the cousin's wife, and another family member, and apparently they were grabbed as they were getting into a car outside their home in Baghdad yesterday. Alawi and his family have long been potential targets for the insurgents, who threaten regularly to kill him. And kidnapping has been one of the insurgents' principal weapons and has been used with increasing regularity over the last several months, both against Iraqis and also, of course, against foreigners, scores of whom have been, in recent months, abducted and some of them killed.
Philip, thanks very much. NPR's Philip Reeves speaking from Baghdad.